Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org, and thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, music of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and the Baroque. And we're going to hear extensive extracts from Carmina Burana tonight. No, not the Carl Orff Carmina Burana, but the groups of songs that served as a model for Orff. These go back to as early as the 11th century, from the 11th to the 13th century. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. I also think we have a suite of pieces by Anthony Holborn. Carmina Burana. Now, that's Latin for songs from Boyern, and Boyern is short for Benedict Boyern. Carmina Burana is the name given to a manuscript of 254 poems and dramatic texts, mostly from the 11th or 12th century, although some are from the 13th as well. The pieces were written principally in medieval Latin, a few in Middle High German, some with traces of Old French or Provençal. They were written by students and clergy when the Latin idiom was the lingua franca across Italy and Western Europe for traveling scholars in the universities and among theologians. Most of the poems and songs appear to be the work of Goliards, a clergy, mostly students, who set up and satirized the Catholic Church. The collection preserves the works of a number of poets, including Peter of Blois, Walter of Châtillon, and an anonymous poet referred to as the Arch-Poet. The collection was founded in 1803 in the Benedictine Monastery of Benedict Boyern in Bavaria and is now housed in the Bavarian State Library in Munich. It's the most important collection of Goliard and Vagabond songs that we have. The manuscript reflects an international European movement with songs originating from France, England, Scotland, Aragon, Castile, and the Holy Roman Empire in Germany. 24 poems in Carmina Burana were set to music by Carl Orff in 1936. Generally, the works are contained in the Carmina Burana can be arranged into four main groups according to theme. There are 55 love songs. It's 131 love songs. There's 55 songs of morals and mockery. There's 40 drinking and gaming songs and two longer spiritual theater pieces. Here's several of them now. The Boston Camerata is directed here by Joel Cohen, selections from the Carmina Burana.
Thank you. Dolizze Hilary, bel dolizze blando, si se quali son di gusto, un dame in mando, si vi svecchie gloria, nome re di danno, primo videas, rano intervale as, tu mi esse quando.
Chiare non lo convenito, ne sa virtuti, volume secondo qui, se non assoluti, figli d'ore poteris, e per i ritudi, fana muderis, si ricrius poveris, in tu senti cune.
infinitum, hec est vox apacitum, omnes ultra limitum, ut exempla docet, mitimur invetitum, disse more venerorem pacetu similiter, ac in vita nihil vita vivis sic non aliter, veri vives ad mitzuram, qui procensu dat censuram, quando iasis in caturam rete, messem vides chiamaturam, et tu saltem per usuram vete.
Thank you. Victime novalit cinque ses, imola desiani ses, cinque abstract silvestes, epam, capam, et veles, abstractit confestima possessore, sols et sortit a duelo, conflixere virando, tandem prestetii vicerunt illum. Nunc clamat, o fortuna! Quid pecis dipensima, vestitum cito nudasti, et divitem egenio coequasti, per tres falsos testes, abstractisti bestes, Ses, cinque, surgat spes mea, recelat cito in tabum mea.
Credendum est magis soli, ses, cinque, quater,
verati. Quam dritus es, ictu fallaci, cibus istos abstracisse, vestes plus oribus vere. Nobis victor ses miserere.
Yeah. etiam, dormiam et requiescam. Dormiam et requiescam.
Thank you. congitar animus eorum.
Iscur vinum bonum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum.
Apus sepe visitans pulierum genus, facit ea subditas tibio tubenus.
Iscur vinum bonum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum.
Battus vena penetrant calido liquore, facit eas igneas veneris ardore.
Iscur vinum bonum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum. Iscur vinum bonum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum.
Bacchus mentem femine solet inclini re, cogite iam sincius viro consentire.
Iscur vinum bonum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum.
Procius coito, negrit in petrare, Bacchus inam facile soler expuriare.
Iscur vinum corum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum.
Bacchus numet faciem, homine iocundum, velit eum parite,
doctum et facundum.
Iscur vinum corum, vinum, vinum generosum, velit vinum glorialem comum animosum.
Bacchus Deus inquite, omnes in castantes,
legi sumus vulneratum a prelebantes. Iscur vinum corum, vinum, vinum generosum, legit vinum curiarum comum animosum.
Omnes tibi caribus, maxima pecoria, te la dantes verito.
You, but I was singing along. That is a wonderful performance of the Cammina Burana. Selections, of course, from the Cammina Burana. There's something like, what, when I say 250 songs, more than that. We heard 12 of them there. These were songs written over two centuries, compiled circa 1230 in a manuscript, the Benedict Boyren manuscript. Medieval songs from the High Middle Ages, and a performance there. You're not going to find a better one than that. Joel Cohen and the Boston Camerata with Anesima and a lot of fine people there from an Erato label. Still out there. We heard about half of it, half of the CD, not half of the songs in the Cammina Burana. You could have a box set. You need a box set to have, and I think there are some out probably here on Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Let's hear some consort music of the English Renaissance right now, suite by Anthony Holborn. Here's the Extempore String Quartet.
Thank you.
A suite of pieces by Anthony Holborn. We heard Holborn's Amon, The Countess of Pembroke's Paradise, Noel's Galliard, The Honeysuckle, and The Fairy Round. With the Extempore String Ensemble performing, I may have said string quartet when I introduced it, but it's ensemble. There are five of them, all directed by George Vigand, from a CD called Consort Music of the English Renaissance. And thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at WWFM.org. Well, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Be back with you again next week at the same time for another hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and the Baroque, here on Distant Mirror. Until then, Salus et Vita.